Dear colleagues, dear Deputy Chief of the American Mission, Senhor Presidente da Comissão de Negócios Estrangeiros, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Assembleia da República. The United States and Portugal are bound by a solid 200 years old friendship. The Atlantic has always been a bridge uniting us. One of the heroes of the American independence, Peter Francisco, the Virginia giant, was born in Portugal, reportedly in Terceira Island. Thomas Jefferson was a friend of Abbot Correia da Serra, who served as an ambassador to the United States. The great American writer, John Spassius, also. And we should not forget that John Philip Sousa wrote also Thinking in Portugal and Singing in English. The American presence in Portugal, I single out one name, George Kennan, the great American diplomat who served in Lisbon in your embassy, SRG. Hundreds of thousands of Portuguese found in New Jersey, in Boston, California, their American dream. Among their descendants are Congressman Devin Nunes, Jim Costa, David Valadão. Our bilateral relations are quite close and friendly too. The United States remains, as ever, our main strategic ally. NATO and the transatlantic bond remains at the core of Portugal's foreign policy. In the defense area, one particular topic has been drawing the attention of Portuguese authorities, the largest base on Azores. We are all aware of the United States' decisions to downsize it. As stated in a resolution adopted in this House, March 2015, we are particularly worried on the potential impact of human resource, on human resources, infrastructure, and human resources. We aim at the best possible agreement. The United States ranks also among our major trade and investment partners. Here, American entrepreneurs may find a friendly business environment. As you are aware, recent years have not been easy for us. The 2008 financial crisis impacted on severely and affected every Portuguese family. The good news is that although we still need to take into account fragilities, as it is the case of public and private debt, growth is back, unemployment is falling, and budget consolidation making strides. On the whole, the economy is gaining dynamism and becoming more and more sophisticated. The most tangible evidence of this trend is the fact that we are now hosting the Web Summit. In short, our bilateral relations are excellent. Friendship unites us, yet as close friends as we are, we always aim for more, and we hope your visit, dear friends, will assist us in further strengthening this friendship. Thank you for your attention. I don't know if if one of you wants to respond, please. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. And on behalf of our entire delegation from the United States, we appreciate your hospitality. And we come to express our strong support for the great relationship between the United States and Portugal. It's one that we're very proud of, as you said, over 200 years old and going strong. When you look at the relationship also with NATO, we have a strong bond there. Vice President Pence, I spoke to just 2 days ago, and he's aware of our delegation here. And Vice President Pence, on behalf of President Trump, asked me to pass on the President's strong commitment to our relationship with Portugal and our strong relationship with NATO. And of course, President Trump will be participating in the G7 summit in Sicily in just a few weeks. So we're really glad to see the growth that you're experiencing. I know Portugal, like the United States, had an economic downturn, and we're happy to see you coming out of that. And our relationship will continue to be strong. This new administration, I think you will continue to see their strong support for our relationship, as well as the relationship with NATO. And it's so important that when you look at all of the troubles around the world, that we have a strong ally like Portugal that continues to work with us to keep not only our two countries safe, but to look out for the world. And in the future, as we look at the energy bond that's growing, I'm proud to represent South Louisiana, which happens to be the home of Cheniere, which just sent the first exports of liquefied natural gas to Portugal. So we look forward to a continued relationship, not only strategically, but economically, as our two countries continue to work together to strengthen our bonds. And of course, we're proud of our three members of Congress who have Portuguese descent. So Devin Nunes, David Valadao, and of course, Congressman Costa as well. So again, on behalf of our delegation, we thank you for receiving us, for the hospitality, and for a very good conversation about how we can work even better in the years to come.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Thanks again, everybody.